Music has the power to soothe, inspire, and teach. But students in high-poverty school districts often miss out, and they see fewer music and arts programs than their wealthier counterparts. I visited one symphony orchestra in California trying to change that by embedding musicians in an elementary school.
Really flexible, and it's your arm that basically does the work. You don't even need the left hand in this one, so it's going to be...
Musician Frederick Rosalet leads an after-school cello class that's in full giggle mode at Downer Elementary in San Pablo, a lower-income patch of the Bay Area northeast of San Francisco.
One, two, three, four.
Today they're working on one small part of Beethoven's Sixth Symphony.
Piano!
That's right, which means...
Soft.
Okay.
11-year-old Carlos Garcia wears glasses and a slightly mischievous smile. He's a small guy. His kid-sized cello seems as big as he is. He's stuck with the instrument for more than 4 years. After class, I ask him what he likes about the cello.
It's like a shark's following you, you know, in the movies.
Wait, like a shark is following you?
Yeah.
Explain that.
When in the movie, like a shark is following you, when he wants to eat you, they put like a song.
Ah, I get it now. The John Williams score in Jaws.
You could go to Hollywood, play it, and be rich.
Hollywood cellist, I like it.
I kind of like it, yeah.
Now, lots of orchestras across America do music education outreach, but few of them are embedded in the life of a school 3 days a week like Sound Minds, created in partnership with the California Symphony. The organization has basically adopted the school, musically speaking. The symphony has hired professional musicians and educators to teach a focused after-school curriculum throughout the year, from the basics of ear training to individual and group cello and violin. Christina Keller is one of the teachers.
To start off a rhythm, okay? So we'll start it off this way. One, two, ready, go.
Before students can take up the cello or violin, they have to take an introduction to music fundamentals, the basics of sight reading, beats, and rhythm.
It takes patience and it takes discipline to practice. And then they have to focus and they have to play together, so they have to listen. So this has an impact that's tremendously powerful for the children.
Our families are working class and sometimes the invisible class. They're finding work where they can find work. They're cleaning houses. They're digging ditches.
That's Downer Elementary's principal, Marco Gonzalez. The school serves mainly struggling Latino families, most of them immigrants from Mexico. If you use free and reduced price lunch as a proxy for poverty, that's more than 95% of the kids here.
Some of our families are undocumented. That's not something we look into. And so a lot of our families are on the fringe of society and in the shadows. They've left their comfort zone to make a better life for their kids.
Music is now a central part of Gonzalez's strategy to help forge that better life out of the shadows. It's free for any student who wants in.
Our parents have been enthusiastic. They're proud of their children.
I have a hunch classical music can be a tough sell for elementary students, a demographic for whom pop music and The Voice and American Idol are king. 10-year-old Jocelyn Castaneda, who studies the cello, says for her anyway, I'm wrong.
It just gets me happy and I'd rather be doing something that I love to do instead of just watching TV, which I can watch anytime.
Sound Minds is based on El Sistema, Venezuela's pioneering musical education program that reaches out to impoverished kids. Some studies have shown a link between music training and improved reading skills. The symphony's analysis of Downer Elementary's classroom and standardized test data shows that students who've been in Sound Minds are testing far better in math and reading than students not enrolled in the program. Aubrey Bergauer is the California Symphony's executive director.
Most of these kids are learning English as a second language, and to see these kind of results is phenomenal.
But this is just one elementary school. The big question is whether this successful program can be replicated on a wider scale. That would come down to money. The California Symphony and school combined spend $100,000 a year for Sound Minds. The rest of the schools in the district and many schools around the country aren't so lucky.